The Workday Replay from Money FM 89.3.
Thanks for staying with us on Singapore's only business and personal finance station. This is Mind Your Business, where we check out the SME sector here in Singapore. After all, it powers half our economy and also hires about 70% of our people. Now, as enterprises and manufacturers come to grips with technology trends overtaking traditional manufacturing environment, many are finding they're lagging behind in their transformation agendas. Now, enter Rimini Street, which was founded to disrupt and redefine the enterprise software support model by developing innovative new products and services that put client success first. We'll find out more from CEO and founder of Rimini Street, Seth Raven. Seth, thanks for coming today.
Thank you. Great to be here.
I think we need to know what the current model looks like, the enterprise software support model, just to find out why it's archaic at this point.
Well, what we're really focusing here is the amount of money that a lot of enterprises are spending on their ERP systems is interfering with their ability to invest in modernization, automation, some of the latest things we're seeing in machine learning or IA. So these are things that companies need to fund, but if they're spending so much money on their ERP systems, they can't innovate their environment.
Why are these legacy ERP systems so expensive?
Well, the traditional model has required a significant investment in a license, as well as the annual maintenance, which can be as much as 22% of the license fee on an annual basis, and then a bunch of other costs on top of it. In fact, if you look at what the analysts have focused on, the biggest problem facing IT departments in enterprises is that they will spend up to 90% of their IT budget on day-to-day operating costs, leaving not enough money for innovation.
That's a challenging thing, though, especially for, say, smaller enterprises where cash flow is a problem. They don't have the financial muscle, say, of larger enterprises. So enter Rimini Street. What makes your solutions so cost-effective?
Yeah. The interesting thing about it is whether you're a small and medium-sized business or a large business, the issue is exactly the same. It's just a difference of scale. But for smaller businesses, every single bit of money they spend on IT, on operating costs, means that they can't be globally competitive. The reality of today's world is you are either growing or you are dying. The idea of status quo in a business doesn't really exist in our global economy anymore. And if you really understand that, you'll know why the CEO's number one objective is growth. And in order to support growth, we have to get IT costs on day-to-day operating under control. We need to reduce them, and we need to spend more money on the innovation. And that's why companies are falling behind, and we need to fix that equation.
Why has this happened, Seth? Industry 4.0, just the exponential growth of tech infiltration?
I think what you're watching is if you look at companies like the two leading providers of ERP software, which are SAP, SAP, and Oracle, have a 90% plus profit margin on their annual maintenance fees. And imagine for small, mid-sized businesses who are trying to turn out a 5 to 7% profit margin in a manufacturing business, when your supplier is taking a 90 to 95% profit margin, that creates a terrible problem for you as an operator. You must get your vendors in line in cost in order to move more of that money into the things that we need to supply for innovation.
And you're seeing this across the world, or what's the situation, say, here in Asia?
This is exactly the same issue that every single company is facing on a global basis. It's not even a regional issue. I mean, today, Rimini Street serves, and we've signed over 2,800 companies, including over 150 of the Fortune 500, are facing the same issue. And we're watching this all the way down to small and mid-sized business and government. So you're watching across the board a major move to reduce the supplier cost, increase the quality of the service, but drive more money into these innovative technologies that will give competitive advantage to companies and allow them to grow.
So, Seth, let's talk about how they can do this, overcome these challenges that you talked about.
Well, what we're doing is we've built a company over the last 14 years that has come in. We come in and replace the vendor's annual maintenance fee, that 22% of the license cost, we cut it in half. And by the time we're done, we can wind up saving companies up to 90% in their total operating costs of their ERP systems.
That's a sizable chunk.
Absolutely. I mean, companies like Proton up in Malaysia just moved their SAP systems to Rimini Street. This is a common and continuing growing theme because there was never any competition for the enterprise software maintenance. That's why they were able to drive 90% plus profit margins. So Rimini Street has come in and introduced competition in a business that generates $160 billion U.S. dollars a year in annual costs.
Another sizable chunk. How are you doing this, though?
Well, what we've done is, again, if you look at their profit margin, we've come in and lowered that profit margin to a much more reasonable level.
But to your detriment, or how are you surviving then?
Well, we actually turn a 60% plus profit margin by having more efficiencies than the larger vendors have provided. So we've reduced our profit margin to a more reasonable level, still good. At the same time, we're spending more money in servicing the customers and providing better service. So we're overall lowering the cost, not only in the annual fees, but unlike the vendors who require a replacement of the system with an upgrade or migration to a new version every 3 to 5 years, we allow a minimum of 15 years before a customer has to change the system, driving huge amounts of savings on service over time.
But that's an admirable position to take as an entity, because obviously profit is what you're gunning for in order to be sustainable, right? How did you go about coming up with that particular model, Seth?
Well, I used to work at PeopleSoft, which was another big enterprise software company eventually acquired by Oracle. And I was overseeing a lot of parts of the business that talked about the value to customers. And what I saw was we were charging
not so much value if you're taking a chunk out of that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But it was a very profitable business. And the only way you can drive a 90% plus profit margin is you have to give very little service. Mm. That's just the math. And I saw an opportunity to offer a service in the industry where we had more reasonable profits, where we had a more reasonable and fair program, where the customer got more value at a lower price and provided a better long-term solution to the customer. And all of those things have come together and have driven our success over the last 14 years.
How challenging is it, though, for a business to say, take the switch or make the switch, if you will, given that perhaps some of these ERPs are quite entrenched into their systems, small businesses?
We service some of the largest systems in the world today. So we have proven out the ability of a third party to come in and run these systems and provide, as you've seen in analyst reports, better service than that we were getting from the vendors.
So no downtime required?
No, we do. Mm. It's a very quick switch. It's generally within 60 to 90 days, a migration program. The customer, in essence, instead of calling the vendor, they call us instead and they file a case online. But we provide 15-minute guaranteed response time where the vendors don't provide that level of service.
What are the expansion plans? World domination, obviously. Mm-hmm. But right. In, say, the next year or so.
Well, we have the 2,800 globally. We have serviced in Southeast Asia and Greater China. We have 300 customers today. And we just opened our new facility in Singapore as part of our expansion globally. So now we have offices in over 16 different countries with 1,200 personnel servicing our customers in over 100 countries. So this is just part of our expansion. And we see Southeast Asia as a tremendous expansion opportunity with the manufacturing, mid-sized businesses, large businesses, all of them can benefit from the change in the ERP support.
You reckon it's easier for, say, a company that perhaps has zero IT at this point or zero tech adoption?
Well, I think most of the companies that are brand new, if they're starting up, they can start with a different level of technology today. These ERP systems, many of them, companies have spent millions and millions of dollars to install, and they spend millions to run them. And I think, again, as we look to change where spending is, where Rimini Street's really coming in, we're saying, let's help you better spend the money within your IT budget and create a funding source for all of this innovation spending that you need, because they can't find that funding anywhere else in the organization.
It's sort of hidden cost savings, if you will.
Absolutely.
So tell us about the most challenging aspect of going to region, Seth, as an entity on your own, Rimini Street.
Well, we continue. We not only just launched Singapore, we just announced our new offices in Mexico. We've launched into Poland and Russia. So we're watching. This is a global business issue. And when we come into a new country, it's always interesting. Everyone looks and they see that we've got a very large global client base, but you always have to establish local reputation. And so you get your first clients, you know, whether it's a Proton here in Malaysia and some of the other customers that we already have in the region, but they become the base under which we build on, because everyone wants to be able to look to local competitors, local companies they know, to get comfortable that this is a move that they should make as well.
Busy times for you, Seth. How are you keeping it all together?
Oh, it's a very exciting. We went public in 2017 and the first company of our kind in the enterprise software space. We're defining a new industry and we're disrupting a market where people are making a lot of money and the profits are too high and not enough competition. So just like Airbnb and Uber, who are disrupting their markets, we're disrupting this very, very lucrative market and bringing competition.
Sounds good to us. Seth Raven is CEO and founder of Rimini Street. You can check them out, RiminiStreet.com. That is R-I-M-I-N-I Street.com. Seth, thank you so much for coming today.
Thank you for having us.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.